This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. The Election Commission today ordered for repolling in 15 polling stations of West Bengal. Repolling will be held tomorrow in 11 polling stations of Magrahat Paschim Assembly Constituency and 4 polling stations of Diamond Harbour Assembly Constituency in the state. Polling will be held between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. The poll body said the decision was taken on the basis of reports received from the concerned returning officers and the observers. The voting on these polling stations were held on Wednesday in the second phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. Government today said that it is ensuring preparedness and taking all necessary steps to facilitate energy supply, maritime operations and support to Indian nationals amid the evolving West Asia situation. In a statement, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that enforcement actions to curb hoarding and black marketing of LPG is continuing across the country, and yesterday, more than 2,300 raids were conducted across the country. It said that online LPG cylinder bookings increased to 98% on industry basis, and as of yesterday, around 49.8 lakh domestic LPG cylinders were delivered against bookings of around 41.6 lakh LPG cylinders. On the auspicious occasion of Buddha Purnima today, Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the sacred holy relics exposition of Tathagat Buddha at Jeevatsal in Leh. Extending wishes to the people of Ladakh on Buddha Purnima, Mr. Shah expressed confidence that not only the followers of Lord Buddha from Ladakh and Kargil, but followers of other faiths as well will receive energy from the sacred relics of Lord Buddha.
Today, after 75 years, on the day of Buddha Purnima, when these relics have come, I have complete faith that the followers of Ladakh, Kargil, all the followers of Buddha and the followers of other religions will also receive energy from the holy remains of Lord Buddha and will also feel a divine experience.
Narcotics Control Bureau, that is NCB, has cracked down on a major international narcotics ring, seizing 349 kilograms of high-grade cocaine worth 1,745 crore rupees in Mumbai. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, "This is a trailblazing example of bottom-to-top approach where the agency traced a smaller consignment to net a massive network." He also congratulated the NCB team for this monumental success. The Home Minister said, "The government has resolved to ruthlessly crush the narcotics cartel." Noida International Airport today announced commencement of commercial flight operations at the airport from 15th of June 2026, opening a new gateway for passengers, airlines and cargo operators in the National Capital Region and North India. The start of services follows the inauguration of the airport by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the receipt of approval for the aerodrome security program from the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security. IndiGo will operate the first flight from Noida International Airport, marking the start of scheduled passenger services, which will be followed shortly by Akasha Air and Air India Express. Mahendragiri, the sixth ship of Nilgiri class Project 17A, was delivered to the Indian Navy at Mumbai. Defence Ministry said that the delivery marks a milestone in achieving self-reliance in warship design and construction. Designed by the Warship Design Bureau and overseen by the Warship Overseeing Team Mumbai, P-17A frigates reflect a generational leap in indigenous ship design, stealth, survivability and combat capability. The government has said Great Nicobar project is an example of how holistic development can balance economic growth, ecological conservation and social inclusion. It said the project leverages Great Nicobar's strategic location to strengthen India's national security, maritime and defense presence in the Indo-Pacific, while simultaneously embedding strong environmental safeguards and tribal welfare mechanisms. It includes a greenfield international airport, a 450 MVA gas solar power plant and a planned township. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals were 66 for the loss of 2 wickets in 7.3 overs against Delhi Capitals at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur when reports last came in. Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to bat first. Last night, host Gujarat Titans defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 4 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.